ceasefire between Jacob and Esau. Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva vayelech Harana. After the six parasha, Rabotai, Rivka told Yaakov, run for your life. Esau wants to kill you. Esau wants to kill me? Let me fight with him. Call the reserves. Call the air force. Let's start a fight with Esau. Why you have to run away? Why have to run away? Let's see who is stronger. The Torah will paint Yaakov's personality as a very strong person. The Torah will tell you this week's parasha that after Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and finally arrived to Haran, he came to the well. He came to the well, he see all the shepherds, few of the shepherds waiting over there with the flock. He asked them, what is this? How come you're here? He said, well, he said, well, see over here, there's a well, there's not enough water in the well. There's a very big rock. They don't want anybody to steal water because there will not be enough water for the, to give the animals. So what do? The Torah tells you we wait. We wait until all the shepherds will come, and then all of us together we lift the stone, and then water come out, and then we give the animals. So Yaakov said, what is this? What's the big deal about the stone? It says the Torah that Yaakov went and picked up the stone by himself. Lodiacha shekocho gadol. It's very strong. Yaakov is very strong. It's true, he's 77 years old, but Esav is also 77. So, Yaakov is a very strong person. He can lift a stone that we don't, there's no information how many shepherds. But the shepherds had to come, all of them, to pick up a stone. Says the Gemara, you know how Yaakov did it? Like you open a Coca-Cola's bottle, says the Gemara. It's so easy for Yaakov, when he pick up the stone, it's like he opens a bottle. That's how strong he is. So now, Rivka tells Yaakov, run for your life. Why run for my life? Esau wants to kill me. I'll kill him. I have a missile. I have air force. He wants to go. Tonight I go kill Esau. Brach lecha. Elavan achi charana. Rivka tells Yaakov, run for your life. Says the Gemara, Yaakov had to run for his life. Says the Gemara, you should know that he's going to run because he won't be home. It's like he's going to exile. And exile is a kapara. Then he can survive. If he would stay here, doesn't matter how strong he is, Esau will kill him. I said, what is the problem exactly? What is the problem? I listened to my mommy. My mother told me to go and bring some food to my father. Now, all of a sudden, she tells me, run for your life. Why have to run for my life? He said, Esau wants to kill you. Esau wants to kill me? I'll kill him. No. Says the Gemara, when you see something is happening to you, run for your life. Says the Gemara, more examples. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, after he killed the Egyptian, he's going to have to go to exile and runs for his life. Says the Gemara, what do you think? Yosef could not have fought with his brothers, went to exile. Says the Gemara, to teach you, sometimes you have to run away. And the question is, why I have to run away? Why I cannot fight? I should not run away. Sometimes you have to make a ceasefire. Sometimes you make a ceasefire, you don't know why. Not Hashem, we try to understand the reason for that. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Harana. Says the Gemara in one version, even though Yitzchak Avinu, he lives in Hebron, Yaakov ended up in Be'er Sheva. Says the Gemara, what do you do in Be'er Sheva? Says the Gemara, he went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu permission to leave Eretz Israel. He says, excuse me, your mother told you to run away. Your father told me to go away. He says, what is really behind it? That you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu permission to leave Eretz Israel. He goes to Be'er Sheva. There's no information in the Torah. Obviously, that's what Hashem told him. But it says Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva ve'elech Harana. Obviously, he got a message in Be'er Sheva that he may leave Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, what's so important about it that tries to tell you that? And on the other hand, he, Yaakov himself, has to go to Be'er Sheva to have permission from Hashem. Evgava makom v'yalen sham kivar shemesh. Says the Torah, the story says the Gemara is like this. Yaakov Avinu running to Haran, and when he reached destination in Haran, he said, "Well, I did not stop to pray in Yerushalayim. The same place my father and my grandfather prayed of Avraham Yitzchak. Yaiv died." He made his mind, he wants to go back. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, it's called Kfitzat HaDerech. All of a sudden he felt that he jumped back to Yerushalayim. Simple explanation. Says the Gemara, it didn't happen so frequently that Hashem made such a miracle. The man was all the way in Syria. Says the Gemara, all of a sudden he found himself in front of Beit HaMikdash. Why did Hashem do it? So again, he wanted to go and pray in Yerushalayim. Okay, so let him walk back to Yerushalayim. No. You're not walking back to Yerushalayim. Hashem jumped him back to Yerushalayim. Vayivga b'makom. Says the Gemara, not only that, when he got to Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, he made tefillat arvit. Again, when you read it, when you learn it, it means, you know, he decided he's going to do Arvit over there. He says, my father prayed over here, like Adat Yitzchak. My grandfather prayed over here, like Adat Yitzchak. He says, I'm going to pray also. Why am I going to pray? Arvit, it's night time. He says, what is behind it? What's behind it? That you have to know that Yaakov is doing the Arvit, and Hashem jumped him back to Beit HaMikdash. Yalen Sham Kiva Hashemish. He says he went to sleep because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the night earlier, 2 hours ahead. Hashem made sunset. Says the Gemara that Yaakov took stones and he put stones around his head. Says the Gemara, which stones? How do you find stones over there? Says the Gemara, the altar that Avraham Avinu built and put Yitzchak on it broke. And the Torah tells you a story. Torah tells you that Yaakov took those stones and put the stones around his head. Says the Gemara, why you put your stones around your head? So it's because you put my stones around my head, that's going to watch. I'm going to be watched from animals. Should not kill me. A strange story. The Torah has to tell you such a story. That Yaakov took stones, put stones around his head for protection. Okay? What about the animals will come to your feet? The stones only around your head. What do you have in mind? What the Torah has to tell you this? So he goes to sleep. And he has a dream. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in a dream, says, I am God, God of your father and your grandfather. He says, this is the land that you lie on, it's going to be yours. It's going to be yours. Okay, I know it already. I know it's going to be mine, because you told my father, you told my grandfather. No, it's a special bracha just for Yaakov Avinu. This land is going to be you. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, so cool spiritual thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded Eretz Yisrael, put it under Yaakov. What does it mean exactly? Haaretz asher ata shechev aleha, lechatneinu lezarecha, ea zarecha kafar haaretz, ufaratzta, yama vakevim tzafonu v'negba. V'nei anochi imach, I promise you, I'll be with you. Shmarticha v'chol asher telecha, watch over you. V'ticha al adama hazot, ki lo ezovcha. I'm not gonna let go of you. Yaakov get up in the morning. Yeshkem Yaakov baboker, ve'ikach et evna she'sam matzeba. Says, took the stone. Says the Gemara, all the stones became one stone. Came one stone. Yaakov has oil, pours the oil. Ve'itzok shem min haroshah. Ve'ita Yaakov neder lemor. He says, he makes a neder, a promise. Mi Elokim imadi, God will be with me. Shmarani b'dibar hazeh shel niolech. He's going to watch over me. He's going to give me bread and something to wear. Shafti b'shalom el bet avi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be my God. Ha'evan nazot santi matzeva. This stone yeh bet Elokim bet ha'migdash. I'll give you ma'azir. You read the parasha, you know it's there. Okay. Yaakov makes a neder, you know. Happened to be that these, all those stones that I put became one stone. He gets up in the morning. He says, it's a monument. Now I'm going to be a monument. He says, he pours on oil. He says, this monument is going to be Bet HaMikdash. What is really behind it? Next week, Parasha, the Torah will tell us Esav is coming. He wants to kill Yaakov. Then an angel, this is Satan, wants to kill Yaakov. Then Dinah was kidnapped. Then Rachel died. Says the Gemara, all these stories are because Yaakov delayed his return to Eretz Israel. Should he return to Eretz Israel? Why did he delay it? For this, look what happened. Almost himself died by the angel. Rachel Imenu died. Dina was kidnapped. He says, you promised to Hashem. You made an idea. You promised to Hashem. So, okay, I promised, but I didn't do it. So, how much I have to suffer? Almost killed Yaakov. Rachel died. Dina was kidnapped. So I said to Hashem, if I come back safe, this monument is going to be Bet HaMikdash. I'm going to make an altar over here. It says, what is so bad about it? So you made an idea. So because you made an idea, so everybody, Chas V'Shalom, the Gemara says, it makes an idea suffer so much. Very strange. And it says the Torah story. He gets to Laban's house. He goes to the well. He meets Rachel. Says the Gemara, he offers Rachel marriage. Rachel said, you know what? I have an older sister. My father will never let it happen. First, my sister has to get married, and then myself. And if we'll get engaged, you should know my father will trick you. Says the Gemara, Yaakov said to Rachel, don't worry, trust me. I know how to work it out. We'll make signs between us. Nobody will be able to trick me. Of course, we all do know the story. Yaakov gets to the house. Laban asks him, what would you like? He says, I'd like to marry your daughter. I'll work 7 years. After 7 years, made the wedding. Laban made the switch. How is it possible? What's behind it? How is it possible? Yaakov was aware of it. Where is HaKadosh Baruch? HaKadosh Baruch let such a thing? For what? Very, very strange. And the parasha goes on and on and on. Then after 20 years, finally Yaakov leaves to Eretz Israel. Here Laban chases him. Laban chases him. He says, what is the problem exactly? What's the problem that Laban chases you? Hashem is to agree to such a thing. He says, obviously he did something wrong. So Laban says to him, listen, I could have killed you. I could have done something bad to you, but Hashem came over to me, told me, don't do it to him. So what is the problem exactly? I'm going back to Eretz Israel. What is the problem? Gemara tells us, Rabotai, there's a special halacha. That if somebody wants to do a mitzvah, and somebody else comes and steals the mitzvah away from him. For example, says the Gemara, for example, three people sit down together and they want to do zimun. And they said one of you will do zimun. They said, you know, the guest by a person. And the guy that they ate by him said, okay, you sir, you do Birkat Mazon. And his friend, without asking nothing, he said, he's doing the zimun. Says the Gemara, if you steal a mitzvah, you have to pay it asara zuhuvim. It's about $300. It applies today also. You have to give him $300. You stole the mitzvah away from him. Bekat Hamazon, says the Gemara, is $1,200. Because it's four brachot, you stole four brachot from him. Why you let him do it? That any time a person wants to do a mitzvah and somebody grabbed the mitzvah away from him, he says you have to pay him $300. That's the halacha. If not, you owe him the money. You owe the money after 120 years, you can't go to Gan Eden. You still have a debt to pay here. You stole a mitzvah. And actually, Chachamim say, you should know, last week parasha, Yitzchak Avinu asked Esav to bring him food. This is mitzvah kibud av va'em. Yaakov did it. He stole the mitzvah away from him. He stole the mitzvah away. Says the Gemara, you should know that if somebody steals a mitzvah, it's a major sin. You got to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, you are in default, says the Gemara. Come Chachamim and tell us, I want to explain to you something, you understand. Moshe, Mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem tells him, listen, it's time to take Am Yisrael out. Go tell Paro that you want to go to the desert. You want to sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that conversation goes on and on. Until one point Moshe even tells Pharaoh, listen, we have to do it. So Pharaoh says, why don't you do it here? Moshe says, no, I have to do it in the desert. So Pharaoh says, okay, so go. Moshe says, no, we have to take all the animals. So Pharaoh says, why have to take all the animals? He says, no, all of us have to go. Why all those? He says, leave over here the children, your wife. He says, no, we all got to go. Not only we all got to go, you, Paro, will give us also some of your animals. He says, what is really behind this story? What the Torah has to tell us this? Why did Hashem say that? Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Paro that you got to go and sacrifice in the desert for me. Go tell him, time to go. You go. Let my people go. No. Not tell him this. Go tell him that you're going to sacrifice in the desert. What's really behind it? Not only that, comes the Torah and tells us that Hashem told Moshe, you know, it's going to be Makat Bechorot. The elderly will die. All of a sudden, we all do know, Makat Bechorot, the last plague in Egypt, all the Bechorot died. What is really behind it? He says, well, Hashem said, if you don't let my people go, my people are called the Bechorot, Bni Bechori Israel, if you don't let them, I'm going to kill all your Bechorot. And that's what happened at the end, before we left, Hashem did it in Egypt. What really is behind it? What's behind it? Chachamim tell us, you should know, you read last week parasha, that Yaakov Avinu was cooking lentils, and Esav came, and he wanted to have some soup, and Yaakov said, in one condition, if you sell me the elderly, I want to be called the Bechor. I say, Esav asking him, what do you need it for? He says, you know, I like to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to be a Kohen. Esav said, you know what? Keep it. I don't need it. So the whole thing about Am Yisrael is because Yaakov chose it for us. And actually the Torah tells us that before Hashem gave us 10 commandments, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Am Yisrael a statement. Atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim. You got to be a Kohen. This is why? Because your father, your grandfather, Yaakov, bought this elderly in order to be a Kohen. So the soup that Yaakov gave to Esav was to say you want to be a Kohen. So if you want to be a Kohen, you have to behave accordingly, and you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that's what you want. You cannot just be a Jew. It's not a Jew. You got to be a Kohen. And that's what the Ari said, the Gemara says, Mashiach will come, all of us have to be, we will be Kohanim. And all the good Goyim are going to convert to become Israel. But this stands on that transaction of last week. And that is really what Hashem tells Moshe. Go to Paro, Bni Bechori Israel. He says, now, time to go. He says, where are you going? You're going to be Kohanim. Tell Paro you're going to the desert. He says, Paro says, what are you going to the desert? To sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know what it is. Eventually, that's what's going to be on Har Sinai. We're going to build an altar. Moshe is going to sacrifice over there. All of us, the Bechorot, the elderly, will be the Kohanim over there. And that's the story in the Torah. That because Yaakov Avinu chose it, bought it, it's now, this is our obligation now. Now it's not a choice now. You want to be a Kohen, you don't want to be a Kohen. It's obligation, you got to be a Kohen. You want to be a Kohen. Because that's what Yaakov did. This is not only that, when he did it, so called, he tricked Esau. Esau himself screams last week, Parasha, to Yitzchak, that Yaakov tricked me twice, et bechorati lakach, v'atakach bechorati, now he stole my bracha. First he stole my bechorah, it was soup, I was hungry, and I wanted soup. He said, no, sell it to me. Then I swore to him, he's going to be the Kohen. I gave him to be the Kohen. One of the reasons, the Gemara says, Chachamim say, that we suffer so much, because Esav cried so much when he lost the bracha. He lost the bracha, he lost the mitzvah. And he says, Esav not just cried that you know he lost the bracha. He loved to serve his father. And actually, in Yaakov did, he stole away from Esav not just the blessing, the mitzvah. And really, Yaakov owes it to him now. And he says, that particular thing is an obligation for us. I said, listen, you got the bracha. I says, why? Because we chose to be the Kohen. We chose to be the Kohen. Here comes the Torah and says, listen, it's your obligation for life, for Am Israel to be Kohanim. You got to be a Kohen now. You have no choice. You have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, when they were about to leave, Moshe went to Paro and says, what's going on? Paro says, leave right away. Moshe said, no. You got to release us and say, until now you were my slaves, now you're the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Paro said to Moshe, okay, let me tell you, praise you, that you released and you are the slaves of Hashem, say, Hallel, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. As a person has to feel that he is a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Yaakov chose for himself, for us. It's not, if you want, we are, we don't want, no. It's an obligation. Now, if you don't do it, look what's going to happen. Here comes the Torah and says, look, says, you have to run away. He says, to run away, says the Gemara, Yaakov needs the kapara. Galut mechaper, and exile is a kapara. It's a kapara for what? Kapara that you stole the bracha. It's a kapara that you bought the Bechorah this way. You should not have done this way. You should not have stole it from him this way. He says, what's going to be now? I have to run away, huh? He says, let me tell you, if I have to run away, I cannot be a Kohen. I cannot sacrifice. Because sacrifice you have to do in Yerushalayim. You have to do in Eretz Israel. He goes to Beersheba, Ve'etzei Yaakov mi Beersheba. Says the Gemara, he went to Beersheba. He said, why are you doing in Beersheba? I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu permission. Am I allowed to go outside of Eretz Israel? That's what the Gemara says, you should know. Shulchano shel Adam mechaper alav. When the person eats, it's like a para, says the Gemara. What it means? It's like an altar. Says you eat, it's like an altar. Says then, says the Gemara, well, you have to say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nodeh lecha Hashem Elokeinu, shalav lenu eretz, chemda, tova, uchava, brit, v'torah. It says, what you say this for? It says, because you have to be a Kohen. A Kohen is only in Eretz Israel. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me Eretz Israel. You may not sacrifice after the Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, it's Yaakov Beersheba. Yaakov left Beersheba. He says, Yaakov, why'd you go over there? He says, because my mother and my father told me to go out of Eretz Israel. It's not so simple, says the Rambam, says the Gemara Halacha, to leave Eretz Israel. I said, what is the problem? Of course, it's a holy land, but it's much deeper than holy land. You cannot be outside of Eretz Israel if you're a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Gazru Tumal Eretz Ha'amim. Says the Gemara, a Jew, when outside of Eretz Israel, he comes back, he has to go to mikveh, he has to go through a process to purify himself. Says the Gemara, what is this for? The Gemara says, well, Chachamim made this law. It says that you should not leave Eretz Israel. You can leave Eretz Israel. What is the problem? So I left Eretz Israel. So you cannot be a Kohen outside of Eretz Israel. A Kohen is only in Eretz Israel. It says, I don't want to be a Kohen. It doesn't matter what you want. Your grandfather chose for you to be a Kohen. That's the transaction that took place last week. It's not a story that Yaakov wants to be a Kohen. Yaakov decided that he and his children are going to be Kohanim. A Kohanim means only in Eretz Israel. Starts the parasha, even though that Rivka and Yitzchak told Yaakov, run for your life. I know I have to run for my life. But my life is a Kohen. I cannot just leave Eretz Israel. I have to ask permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I may leave. Says the Gemara, says the Halacha in the Rambam, you know the Kohanim had to stay all the time in Eretz Israel. They could not leave Eretz Israel. The Kohen HaGadol, says the Rambam, stayed in Bet HaMikdash all his life. He had an apartment over there. He did not go out of Bet HaMikdash. Because it's your obligation to be a Kohen. It's not a choice. This is what Hashem told Moshe, go tell Paro. You're going to be released from Egypt, Beni Bechori Israel, because you're a Kohen. Otherwise you stay there forever. It says, when you go outside of Egypt, Paro will tell you, now you're going to be slaves to Hashem. So I'm a slave to Hashem. Why have to be a slave to Hashem? I'm a free person. I'm not a slave to Hashem. No, you don't understand. The reason why Paro is going to release you is because you're a Kohen. That's what Hashem told us before we got Ten Commandments. You are Kohanim. You are Kohanim. You my slaves. What do you mean? He says, your grandfather, Yaakov, chose it. That's what he told us. And that is really behind the story that Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Paro, we have to go to sacrifice. In the desert, where are you going to say? In Har Sinai. We have to sacrifice on Har Sinai. Because Yaakov said, I'm a Kohen. So this is really what Hashem said. It's called, if you don't release them, all you elderly will die. Because this is the job of the elderly. The oldest ones, they have to be Kohanim. So Am Israel, all of them Kohanim. You don't want to send them to be Kohanim. So that's why all you Kohanim will die. It's Midah, can I get Midah? Says the Torah, listen what happened. Yaakov went all the way down to Syria. He got to Syria. He says, how is it possible I passed the place of Beit HaMikdash? How is it possible? I want to go back and pray over there. He says, why you want to go and pray over there? Because praying, says the Gemara, is like a sacrifice. Tfilot bimkom korbanot tiknum. A sacrifice is a slave to Hashem. Tefillah is a slave to Hashem. Ul'avdo b'chol levavchem. He says, you want to feel if you're a slave of Hashem. If you want to feel if you're a Kohen, check yourself how you pray to Hashem. How long does it take you to pray? Shacharit? 15 minutes, I'm done. Let Chazan, God forbid, if he's going to be Chazan one more time, I don't come to Knesset no more. Why did it take them so long to say Lachash? What this guy's praying so long? For what you say so much? Why you come to Knesset anyway? For what you praying anyway? No, once a month, once a year, Yom Kippur. Ul'avdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, says the Gemara, the tefillah, you have to pray with all your heart, with all your soul. He says, why? Why I have to do? Hashem, why? Says the Gemara, the tefillah. He says, why? Because says the Gemara, tefillah is like korban. Praying is like a sacrifice. And you supposed to be a Kohen. So one of the Chachamim, you know, the Chazan is like the Kohen HaGadol, and the congregants are the Kohanim. He says, what is this behind it? Yaakov Avinu chose it. He wanted to be a Kohen. He should not to be Kohanim. He said, if you are Kohanim, say, Vayayim Shamoat Yishmu Mitzvotai, Shashem Mitzvah Etchem Ayom, Levad Hashem Elokichem, Ulovdo, בכל לבבכם, בכל נפשכם. It says, you know, if you love Hashem, you have to worship Hashem. How? It says, בגמרא תפילה. He says, why? I love Hashem. I believe. I'm a good Jew. I have a munah. I don't pray. Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard for me. You see, I have an appointment. I have to be in Manhattan 6 o'clock in the morning. So, boy, how do you expect me to pray? You have to open my store. I have to open my factory. I have to do this, my office. I have meetings. I can't. I miss Mincha. I can't. Mincha. Sunset is 4 o'clock. How can I make it? I'm not making it. Mechila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me. Don't do Mincha today. Tomorrow I had a wedding. Didn't do Arvit. The next day, I got up late. I didn't do Shacharit. You don't understand. You do not fulfill the transaction of Yaakov and Esav. You're here for one reason. Yaakov Avinu decided he wants to be a Kohen. You got to be a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Tefillah has become Korban. Here comes the Torah and says, look, Yaakov Avinu reached destination. He was in Syria already. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I did not pray. So didn't pray. Jacob didn't pray. So, what's the big deal? No, listen. I want to pray in Beit HaMikdash. That everybody that he prays, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, is to aim Beit HaMikdash. He says, of course, Yaakov said, V'zeh Shar HaShamayim. This is the gate of the sky. He says, no, it's much deeper than that. If you don't pray, it means you're not a slave of Hashem. Not a slave of Hashem, it means the transaction that took place between Yaakov and Esav is not really valid, because that's what the whole thing is all about. It says Yaakov tricked Esav because he wants to be a Kohen. He says Kohen means sacrificing. Sacrificing means Eretz Israel. Praying means sacrificing in Eretz Israel. When Yaakov reached destination, comes the Torah, hey, look, before he left Eretz Israel, he went to Beersheba. Ask Hashem, may I live Eretz Israel? He said, not so simple to live Eretz Israel, because you cannot sacrifice after the Eretz Israel. She said, okay, you can go. I went. I got destination. I got to Syria. I got to Syria. I said, oh, I didn't pray. So pray. No, I have to pray where? In Beit HaMikdash. Hashem wanted us to know this is the true thought that Yaakov had. And Hashem made him jump back to Yerushalayim. Vayivga b'makom. Says the Torah, Yaakov all of a sudden felt it's in Yerushalayim. What did Hashem make it for? Hashem made it to show us this is the true decision that Yaakov, but he had to do it. It was not a choice. It says if you want to be a slave of Hashem, you got to pray, you got to sacrifice, only in Yerushalayim, only in Beit HaMikdash. And that's what the Torah tells you. That's what happened. Yaakov got there, and got the Makom, and prayed over there. Made the Tefillat Arvit. It's not because he happened to do it, because he chose it. Because that's what he bought the Bechorat elderly, is to serve Hashem. When you pray to Hashem, it's not because you want to ask Hashem something. Because says the Gemara, when you stand up in front of Hashem, says the Rambam, you have to put your hands on your chest, and you have to put your head down, and not to look who calls you, and not to look around the Beta Knesset, and stand properly in front of Hashem, and look in the Siddur, and don't move. Because that shows that you are a slave of Hashem. That shows you are a Kohen. And that's what the Torah tells us. This is not a story about Yaakov happened to go, happened to come. It's all because Yaakov chose to be a Kohen. And here comes the Torah and says, look, Hashem approves it. Hashem tells like, okay, you want to be a Kohen? Okay, good, good, good. You are a Kohen. He goes to sleep over there. Hashem said, you know, I'm going to watch over you. And this land is yours. All that says, for what? For what? It says, to tell you because you are a Kohen. Because of this, you get Eretz Israel. Because of this, Hashem is going to watch over you. Yaakov gets up in the morning and says, you know what, Hashem? Let me explain to you something. I came over here last night and I saw the stones from the altar. I took the stones from the altar. This is the altar that my father was on the altar. I says, this is the place, the sacrifice to Hashem. This is the place that Avraham said, this place is going to be Beit HaMikdash. Over there we're going to serve you. So I took those stones and I put the stones around me. I said, this is a protection. What means protection? Because to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm a Kohen. That I'm a Kohen, I put it around my head. Put it around my head is to show that I'm a Kohen. I took stones from the altar as a protection. So I had a dream. Hashem is watching me. I get up in the morning, I saw the stone. All the stone became one stone. Says the Gemara, in the time of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, a monument, one stone, it was like an altar. Says, Yaakov took oil, pour the oil on it. You read the story, you think it's a story. No, it means you're serving Hashem as the Kohen. That's what the Torah tells you. When Yaakov gets up in the morning, he took some oil and he poured the oil on the monument. He says, what's the monument? Those are the stones from the altar. He says, the monument is like an altar. It says an altar, and I am the Kohen. My name is Yaakov. He pours it. He says, Hashem, listen. I understand. You see this monument? It's going to be Beit HaMikdash. He says, I'm going to come back, and if I come back, this place, I'm going to take this monument, and I'm going to build it, and I'm going to make a house out of it. Here comes the Torah and tells you, look what happened. Look what happened. Yaakov gets up, he gets over to Laban's house. And he meets Rachel, and he makes with Rachel an agreement, all kinds of signs, that Laban won't be able to trick him. But he tricked him. Says the Gemara, look, you tricked your father, Laban tricked you. And Yisurim Belochet. You tricked your father, they trick you. I say, your only way out is if you fulfill what you did. Says the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu delayed his return back to his father. He delayed it. It's not delayed. It's not the neder. It says the neder was based on the obligation that you took upon yourself. You want to be a Kohen. If you are a Kohen, you have to run to Eretz Israel. You can't take your time. Says the Gemara, one version, that Rivka sent Devorah to get Yaakov. Yaakov said, well, I'm making money now. I'm going to go back to Israel, yeah. But first I have to have enough money. And says, Devorah is here. She came to call you. He said, I'm not going yet. I'm in the middle of making money now. And then on the way, the Torah tell you next week, that Yaakov also took his time on the way. Says the Gemara, an angel comes from Shamayim and wants to kill Yaakov. Dinah is kidnapped. Rachel died. all because of the delay. It's not the delay of the promise. The promise that Yaakov said is based on what he bought last week, the Bechorah from Esau. It's an obligation. As Rambam writes, to praise from Hashem. All the Gemara says it's Chachamim. Rambam said, no, it's from Hashem. Hashem, what do you mean from Hashem? Because Yaakov bought it from Esau. And Yaakov made a nether that this is going to be a place. It's your obligation to be a Kohen. It's obligation to pray. Because of Lovdo Bechol Levavchem. It's not, okay, it's a custom to get up in the morning and do Shacharit. It's a custom, Mincha. It's a custom, Avit. Okay, it takes me 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Just want to know, Ulovdo, you're supposed to feel that you're a slave. It's hard for you to get up in the morning to come to Beit HaKnesset. It's hard for you to go Minyan Mincha Avit. It's hard for you. I have a store. I close the store. I'll be back in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm going to do Mincha. He says, I'm a slave of Hashem. I'm not a slave of the customers. Oh, well, I have an important meeting. My customer is coming. Well, so, I'm not going to do Mincha today. Or tomorrow I have a meeting with the bank. I'm not going to do Shacharit in the Beit HaKnesset. I'm doing Shacharit on the train in my office. Put the filling 1, 2, 3. He says, you have to feel that, you have to know that you have to be a slave of Hashem. That's called a Kohen. A Kohen means a servant of Hashem. That's why Hashem released it out of Egypt. He says, that is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Hashem told us before He gave us 10 commandments. Atem t'memlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You have to know you're a slave of Hashem. You can, a slave of Hashem. How did you go there? What did you do this? Did you ask your master? You're a slave. You're a slave of Hashem. You cannot do anything. The Gemara says a slave cannot go anywhere. A slave cannot do anything unless he has to ask his master. He says, how do you do it? Where did you go? How come you didn't come? I'm busy. I couldn't make it. You couldn't make it? What do you mean? You're a slave of Hashem. How come you couldn't make it? I says, the Torah will tell you what happened, the tragedies that happened to Yaakov. He did not fulfill the obligation. You got to fulfill the obligation. And he says, you have to do this, you have to do this. He says, I got to do one thing. What do you want to be in your life? Well, brain surgeon. I'm going to be in real estate. I'm going to be in diamond. I'm going to do this. No. What do you want to be? I want to be a Kohen. That's my obligation. How can I support myself? That's the second question. But what do you want to be? It's the way how you pray. That's the secret to know if that's what you mean, if that's you do fulfill the obligation. And that's the purpose of the parasha. It's not telling you stories. Yaakov went here, Yaakov went there, something happened here, something happened there, next week parasha. That happened, it happened. It says, whatever you chose for yourself, you got to fulfill the promise. You have to know, says Ari, when Mashiach will come, you are Kohen. Says the Gemara, Melech Israel, you've never had a Mikdash. He says, we'll get all of us, Israel. All of us go to Israel. He says, where are you going? You're going to Beit HaMikdash. Where are you going to Beit HaMikdash? You're going to pray. He says, I don't understand you. That's what Mashiach is all about? Yeah. That is the promise of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Krao Bayit. He says, Yaakov Avinu says, this man is going to be a house. What do you mean, which house? Beit HaMikdash. What are you going to do over there? I'll be a Kohen. And that's what the Torah tells us. The transaction took place. This is an obligation for us. That obligation for us is forever. It says you cannot move and do something that Chas v'Shalom, you will not be able to be a Kohen. You have to purify yourself. You have to be ready all the time. Says Navi, Beit HaMikdash will come from upstairs in a second. All of a sudden, and says you can be in Yerushalayim. He says, excuse me, you know what to do Beit HaMikdash? Excuse me, you know the halachot? You know how to slaughter? You know how to sacrifice? You know how to do the ketoret? You know all the halachot of the things? You have to know all the mitzvot. You have to learn all the halachot. You have to know everything. How can you be a Kohen? How can you be a servant and a slave to Hashem if you don't know how to serve Him? You're not a slave. It says, you got to do it. It says, that's what the Torah wants to tell you. That's what Rivka says to Yaakov. Run. It was a mistake. It says, now you have to go and fulfill your promise. It says, right now go get married. Come back, I'll call you, come back right over here. Come back over here, you fulfill your promise. You got to be a Kohen. there's no way out. It says, right now it's a ceasefire. You're between Yaakov and Esav. But you have to come back to be a Kohen. And the minute that Yaakov delayed it, Esav is coming. Esav's angel is coming. Other tragedies are coming to Yaakov. He says, because all your life you have to think, I want to be a Kohen. He says, what is your purpose in your life? I want to be a Kohen to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi Menachem. Ceasefire. חנה ונחשה אומר לפיכך ונחפש למען שתקוי יגדיל תורה וידיר